with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats and yummy treats, and also events that are happening or not happening around town, and places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territories in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. And today we have a special guest, and we have interviewed her before. Oh! She is a model. Oh! She also was in a beauty, can you say it's a beauty pageant? I don't know. Anyways, she's been in a pageant. Woo! Please introduce yourself, Agatha.
Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be back. So great to see you, DJ Linda. Yes, I am Agatha Lopez. I did pageants before for Miss Philippines, BC, and Canada. And now I am moved a little bit into acting and modeling.
That's right. Awesome. Okay, and how did you get into the acting part?
Oh, that's interesting. It has always been a childhood dream of mine since Harry Potter, I'd say. That kind of sparked my interest.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as I grew older, I moved into BC. I saw the opportunity. I found a really great agent that has helped me, you know, kind of get the ins and outs of this industry. And then we started with like background work for the film and TV that we have shooting here, and then went into commercials. I do have an existing commercial right now, which is for the Van City Bank.
Awesome.
Yeah, so you guys might see me when you see that commercial. We have some photos as well around the city, which is fantastic. It has been such a great experience for me. And then I'm dabbling into filming TV right now. I was in School Spirits season four, season three. Yes, so hopefully I get to be back on the show.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Fingers crossed.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, awesome. All right. And you brought a special mystery guest with you today. Tell me, mystery guest, who are you?
Hi, it's Jeffrey. I'm on the executive producer for the reality TV show that Agatha is in. So super happy to be here. Linda, thank you so much for having me here. Yeah, just super excited to be here.
Yes. Okay, so tell me about this show that you are producing.
Yeah, no, this show I started, I think, around May. Mm-hmm. I went on a hike with some of my buddies and we just start talking about, you know, a reality TV show in Vancouver because there's none really in Vancouver. And I realized that, you know, I might as well just start it. I went home and I quickly just kind of write a script together. But I kind of wanted to do this ever since I was younger. So the show is essentially about 12 contestants. And then their whole objective is to find the werewolf amongst themselves. So again, thank you so much for dressing up as a werewolf. That's great. That's so cool, Linda. But yeah, that's the premise of the show. The show is just all about building relationships. And then at the end, they will have to kind of manipulate each other, lie to win the game. But it's overall a you know, social aspect, like a social game where they have to kind of play activities, win challenges. And then once they win challenges, they can, you know, come see me and I can give them a couple of tips about the game, and then that's kind of how the game is structured.
Yes, and Agatha is one of the 12 contestants.
I am.
How did you find her? How did you find your 12 contestants?
So May, I remember this clear as day. I set the casting call on May 28th, and then I think Agatha was commenting on one of my stories, and then I said, Agatha, you should definitely apply. And she did, right? And then we hosted our first casting call on, I think it was June 18th. And then she came, and then she really sold me. Mm-hmm. You know, she said, like, you know, I have so many people behind me, and everybody's going to support me. I was like, that's exactly what I wanted. You know, I didn't want actors. I wanted more, like, content creators. Mm. You know, I want someone that's, like, have a really engaging community. And then Agatha has a loyal fan behind her.
Have you met the other contestants, Agatha?
Yes. We've had brunch, dinners, and we've had the photo shoot session as well, which is great before, you know, putting us all in, like, a house together by ourselves for, like, a few days, right? Because it gets the bond. We get to know each other. I think that's going to help with the detective skills that is going to happen during the filming. But everybody is amazing. Friendly, you know, personality coming in from different lifestyles, different, you know, backgrounds. They're also lovely, which is, I think, is going to be a challenge for us now because we have to manipulate people. We have to kind of figure out who's playing the game and who's not playing the game, who's sincere and who's not. And there's elimination, which is fantastic for a reality show.
Yes.
There's also prize money at the end. So I think this is, you know, no pressure to all, but I'm here to win it. Because it's
$2,500. Wow. Oh, my
God. Times are tough right now, so we need all we can get.
That's right, baby. All right. We're going to get to a song. The song is called... Wolfpack.
Ooh.
And it's by Arrow in a Quiver, and they are a Filipino Vancouver band.
Nice.
All right, enjoy. And we are back, and that was Wolfpack by Arrow in the Quiver, Vancouver Filipino band. What? And I also did interview them, so you can find them on the CJSF.ca website. All right, guys, we are back, and Agatha and Jeffrey here, they are promoting their show, and it is, it's, what did you say it was? It was like a live, it's not live, right? It is...
It's not live, yes.
No.
It's filmed.
Yes. It's filmed? It's filmed. Yeah. It's a filmed show, and it's called Werewolf's Secret.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes. Okay, and it's going to premiere on Halloween, October 31st.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, now let's talk about costumes, because, yes, I am wearing a werewolf's costume today. What about you guys? What kind of costume are you planning to wear this year?
Well, that's a good question.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting, because you know what? Last Halloween, what my costume was.
Yeah.
Do you have a guess? I did the 6'7 costume.
6'7? I was 6'7.
Yes, yeah. just doing that. It was a hit for the kids. I got so many candies at that time.
Wow.
It was just like the number 6 and 7. But now I feel like because we're premiering Werewolf Secret, I will definitely be a werewolf. Not the werewolf in the show.
Right.
We'll see.
We'll
Who
see.
Knows?
Right. Jeffrey, how about you? What kind of costume are you going to wear this year?
Last year, I was dressed up as the Deuce of Spade.
Okay.
So this year I'll probably do something similar, like, to the show.
Yeah.
So maybe like not the werewolf, but maybe like a seer or oracle. That's one of the roles in the show. So probably something different, because I think the werewolf, probably not werewolf, like a seer.
Right. Okay.
Oh, I thought of something. Yes. We have a big movie that was shot here. It is filming here, the off campus. I don't know if you guys know that, but they do have like a love team there, and they had like a costume which is like J-Lo and Maverick.
Oh.
So I don't know. That sounds interesting to me. Yeah, I might do that. I just need to find a Maverick that would would do the other costume with me.
Right. Okay. Let me ask you a question about acting. For like beginner actors, what kind of tips can you give them?
Oh, that is a good question. I think getting into this industry, you just got to be prepared with lots of rejections, because when we see actors book films, I would say 100 auditions, you probably will get one or two out of those, right? So you have to prepare yourself, getting a lot of no's, getting a lot of, you know, not even any feedback on, you know, the tapes that you submit. Also, just be open to networking, because sometimes it's not what you know, it's
who you know. That's right.
It is very important. And, you know, we have a lot of really great coaches in the city right now. I do work with Sonder Acting. Hi, Shane. One of the best acting classes out there. So, you know, just be open to learning about the industry. Sometimes you don't even have to act in front of the camera. Sometimes be behind the camera, you know. Try doing this setup. And this also, Werewolf Secret, is fantastic, because they've got a full production crew. So if you really want to get into acting, he's got a full setup. It's really a big production that they're aiming for, so you're able to learn from producers, from directors. We've got a couple actors in the show as well, or like influencers. So
nice.
Just getting to know how their journey is, and as they say, you know, it's a marathon.
It's a marathon.
Definitely.
All right.
Marathon. Yes.
And we want to see this marathon. So yes, make sure you guys follow. Where can people follow? Well, I know you're still producing, but it's good to get those followers. Where can they follow you?
Yeah, so for me, my whole philosophy is that the show itself, you know, nobody knows about the show, nobody cares about the show, but what they do care about is the people in the show, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why I encourage everybody to follow Agatha, right? Agatha, your Instagram
handle. Agatha Lopez, yes, all about Agatha C. Please support us, guys.
So, and for me, like, you know, if you want to catch more of the behind the scenes and see some of our contestants, you can follow New House Media. That's NUU House Media on Instagram, so that you can see some of the behind the scenes. But yeah.
Okay. Yep. And how did that werewolf idea come from?
I have a 11 years old Shiba Inu.
Okay. Cute.
So like I've always just like, you know, she's been with me for 11 years, longer than any relationship I have. Yeah, I think that was inspiration behind it, you know. And also when I was younger, my when I got into church, this friend actually introduced me to this game, and so I loved it. And then from then, I kind of just always kind of thinking about, like, wouldn't it be cool? Wouldn't it be cool to have a reality TV show based around that game?
Interesting. What's your dog's name?
Daisy.
Daisy! All right, let's give it for Daisy. And we're going to get to another song called Werewolf by Cole Wetzel. And we'll be back with more Agatha and Jeffrey. Woo. And we are back. That was Cole Wetzel, Werewolf, because it's a werewolf theme this today. And we're here with Agatha, and she is an actor. And we're also here with Jeffrey, the producer. And we're going to play a little game. It's not really a game, but basically it's just to show your acting skills. And you're going to play as well, Jeffrey. So okay. We have a line here. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. You can read it off here, but you're going to say it in different ways, okay? So I don't know if you've seen on TikTok there, they had one about shaving your bush or something, but we won't do that. We're going to do, you're listening to CJSF 90.1. So I'm going to give you a piece of paper.
So there's one for you, one for you.
All right. And we can do it together. Okay. So Agatha, you can go first. Jeffrey, you second, and then I'll go last. Or we could take turns if you want. Okay. Or I could go first. I'll go first, Jeffrey, and then Agatha, you're last. Okay. So here's the first one is we're going to say, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, but we're going to do it very, very fast. Okay. So here we go. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Okay, Jeffrey?
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. That was, so bad.
The CJSF caught me.
Okay. Do you guys know what ASMR is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. Okay, so we're going to do it nice and quiet this time. So round two, here we go, with quiet ASMR style. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Oh, yeah. That was very good, guys. Very good. Yes. And also Charlotte, she practiced with me earlier, right, Charlotte? That's okay. We did it together on her site. Charlotte, tell people where they could follow you on your stream, on your live stream. We have a CJSF volunteer joining us, and she's just kind of sitting in the background, but she's live streaming.
Right.
I'll put your mic on. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Shirley. I'm just the host of Call Me Negotiator, which was on air 2 hours ago. So you can follow my show and tune in on CJSF 90.1 FM or go to cjsf.ca. And I'm also live streaming to China on the Chinese video platform, which called WeChat video platform. And also you can follow us on our website, which is callmenegotiator.ca.
Ni hao, ni hao.
Yes.
Okay. And then you say the very quiet.
Now? Okay.
Yeah.
Quiet, the asthma style?
Yeah.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Woo! All right. Ooh, thank
very
you.
Good, very good.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the sexy style.
Oh, sure.
For you guys.
That's at the end. Okay. Yeah. Number three is angry. All right. Here we go. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Yeah.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
She's a pro. Woo! She's a pro. Dang.
That's good. That's good.
That was awesome. Okay, next is surprised. All right. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Nani, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM?
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM?
Very good, but it also looks like it's the scared. The next one is scared.
So,
but it was like surprise scared. Yeah, yeah, very good. Okay, scared. Oh my. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. No.
Woo. Very good, very good. Okay, and last one, guys.
No.
Well, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
You work the camera. Work it. All right. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Where's our camera? Okay.
Do it to yours?
Let's add them. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thanks! So good, so good. All right, folks, let's get to another song. This one's called Venus Flytrap with Kylie V, and then we'll be back with more Agatha and Jeffrey and Charlotte, too.
You could have left me on the street where I was standing. You could have followed me home into the dark. dark. Broken down the door while I was lying on the floor and ripped my precious body apart. A killer doesn't understand the madness. A killer couldn't even comprehend the ways I want to bite your fucking head off. I get too close to even play pretend.
And we are back, folks. Yes. And we're trying to get more followers, right? Yes. Okay, so that was Kylie V, and she is one of the performers at Pleasant Day Fest happening August 8th this weekend right in East Van. What? That's on Main Street between 16th and King Ed. Come on down. Free show. What? Okay, have you guys been going to any festivals or any, like, you know, what have you been doing or going in Vancouver?
I think the last one I went to was all the FIFA Fan Festival.
FIFA,
yes, because they have concerts as well, right?
That's right.
It's and local bands too, which is always amazing to support our own.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I went to is the one Agatha invited me to.
Yeah,
and I'm just going to attempt to say the name again.
Yeah, you can do it again.
Pista and Bayana.
Close enough.
Is that great?
Yes.
Yeah. That was nice.
Awesome. All right. And it's pretty hot these days. So what are you guys doing to cool down? Like, what are you guys doing to, like, you got aircon at home or what's happening?
Ooh, yes, we have aircon at home, but our landlord won't let us use it.
Really?
Yes, it's not part of our lease, right? But just open windows. But I love going out. Yeah. I know it's very hot right now. Our air quality is not so good as well the past few days.
Right.
Swimming is one of them.
Yeah.
Right. Whenever we have a chance, swim. Just go around, bike, hike, staying out with friends.